broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that it refuses to use continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 12th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour two at two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, he who owns the media makes the rules. And yes, indeed, the new media is indeed taking center stage on this freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time for Friday. Hope you're all doing marvelous. By the way, Kirk, before we continue with our hard-hitting news coverage, we got to take a little break because there's something special coming up on this Sabbath, my friend. Any idea what it is?
Yeah. Will it be, let's see, maybe Mother's Day?
What do you think, Kurt? Talk about this a little bit?
Yeah, well, we recommend Mother's Day celebrations, and, you know, our hats are off to, well, mothers anywhere doing their best to be, well, what God intended. A very, very important individual in the lives of their children and families, you know. Hats off to them. Even if we don't wear a hat, you know, hats off to them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day, ladies and gentlemen, but, you know, happy Mother's Day to you, and, you know, may you have a very delightful day, right?
Yeah. All I can tell you is there's people writing about this all over the country, Kurt.
Ooh.
And there are people that I could disagree on just about everything with.
Yeah.
But, Kurt, some of them deserve a kudos.
I know
this is, like, impossible to say, and most, you know, talk show hosts and stuff like that are too ego-driven to admit this, but, Kurt, even a lot of the people that I disagree with on just about everything are starting to do a good job right now when it comes to Mother's Day.
That's nice.
I know you think that's one of those things they're like, impossible, can't be. But it's true. Okay. I got an article from USA Today news section that headlines this. Mom, a little word of infinite capacity. Think about that for a minute, what that headline says. Mom, a little word of infinite capacity. Mm-hmm. And the author goes on and talks about how him and his wife are both journalists, so they both worked. And how his, they had children, Kurt. And then the wife wanted to stay home. And how a significant number of Americans are more and more and more choosing the wife to stay at home and care for the children, to be at the crossroads. And he goes on and explains how difficult the job is. It's basically 24/7. Intrusions are the norms. All the big jobs fall in her lap. He writes this eloquent reality. I mean, he really nails it. If you were to seek her job description on CareerBuilder, he says you would recoil. But it's her dream job, Kurt, and it combines her diverse skill sets into the work of shaping, teaching, and loving so that, well, his boys grow into strong, caring, capable men. Now, I know he can't use that word, but he did, Kurt, in this article and everything. And all I'm telling you is he goes on, he talks about how incredible his wife is and the mother of his children, and he gives this big tribute to Mother's Day. And I'm telling you right now, Kurt, I agree with these guys. I mean, they actually called a man and a woman, for starters. He talked about the incredible importance of a woman's work at the center of her home and that it's a legitimate job description that has merit, right? And he goes on and talks about, you know what? Women are being told over and over and over that you can't be anybody unless you got this massive career. He's talking about this is really important. This vocation, he says, of being mom has seen a spike nationally in the past decade, as the share of mothers not working outside the home has increased and climbed to 29%, according to the Pew Research folks, Kurt. Now, I bring this up because a lot of women can still work from home. Okay, some women, their kids are grown. Some women by necessity need to work. Some women work, but they work inside the home so that they can balance work and home life. Anyway, so he says, I celebrate Monica, that's his wife, and the work she does. And he goes on and talks about how she has all these attributes and talents, and she merges them all together to work from home and be a mother and to stand at the crossroads for her children, and how this is a rising trend. And this is what women are intentionally seeking out despite the negative media. And the end, Kurt, he doesn't even give his name. He gives kind of his last name, Johnson. But anyway, all I'm telling you is, you know, you got to write these fair articles under cognito almost, Kurt, if you're in the mainstream news business.
Wow.
Anyway, I just commend them for writing this article, though. It's very favorable towards mothers, towards women, towards children, towards family, towards the decision to make your career an at-home mother, a housewife, or whatever you want to call it. And he talks about the incredible attributes this profession requires and how capable the people are who choose and should be praised for doing so to fill that role. And I just think, man, this poor guy's offended so many people in so many places. No wonder he doesn't want to really focus on who he is, you know?
Wow.
But he's right, Kurt.
Yeah.
He's spot on. Let me give you this example of, I can't read the whole article because it's long, but let me give you this example of one of his pros that really resonates with me. Here's what he says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stop that, computer. We realize many families don't have the opportunity to work from home like his wife can now. It's something that could never be calculated simply in dollars and cents, as much as teachers are undervalued. But stay-at-home moms are the same way. Society doesn't properly value teachers and caregivers and some of the most important functions in our society. And he goes on and talks about this. All I'm saying is it couldn't get more right. So you know what? A praise goes out to the mainstream press. Once in a while, they could take a break from their politically driven manipulations of the fake news. And once in a while, they can deliver something that's just scholarly, intelligent, and literally stands with everything we hold dear. In other words, he called his wife a woman. He talked about his boys becoming men. He talked about women should have this choice, and this choice should be admired, not demeaned. He didn't even talk about sex in here, Kurt.
Oh, man. It's, unusual, huh?
Yeah. How do you quantify the patience of a mother that's sleep-deprived but reads cheerfully to her child? How do you put a price on her willingness to literally answer hundreds of questions thoughtfully and not dismiss the child?
Yep. Wow.
How can you properly weigh the value of having somebody dedicated to your family 24/7? A champion. Yep. A mother of our faith. A mama bear. Celebrating Monica, meaning his wife, and the millions of other mothers like her is not a judgment against working moms, but rather a title as loaded as stay-at-home moms. Anyway, then he goes on and says, I don't want to judge the mothers that are working. Some have to by necessity. Some legitimately choose to use their time when their kids are grown or whatever. You know, in other words, you can't judge everybody's situations, but he says, I want to promote and, you know, defend stay-at-home moms. And that's not a judgment against the others. See, he even has to defend himself in this article against what he knows is sure to come. But you know what? He does it anyway, Kurt. And I am glad to say this guy's a he that did this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what a chauvinist, sexist pig, huh?
Yeah, looks like.
But he's spot on, and I agree with him 1,000%.
Yeah, there you go.
And I'm not afraid to agree with him either, Kurt.
Oh, very good.
What do you think of that?
That's refreshing. Yeah.
I just find it, by the way, the article's by comma, space, comma. In other words, no name. But it is in the USA Today news section, Kurt. And all I'm telling you is, I absolutely dig the headline. Think about the headline for a minute, Kurt. Mama, or mom, a little word of infinite capacity. It's a good headline, too, Kurt. Usually their headlines are what are missing or lacking.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, he sure says a lot with that heading, doesn't he?
Great point.
And I think he's spot on. All right, more news the networks refuse to use in mere seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. We do celebrate Mother's Day. Please spend time with your mother. Time is one of the greatest gifts you can give. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Kurt. The news is broken. By the way, a big shout-out to mothers for Mother's Day. Thank your mother. Spend time with your mother. Time is one of the greatest gifts you can give someone, just my humble opinion. My mom always said, I'd prefer you write me a letter of your testimony of Jesus Christ for my Mother's Day. Or should say, for my birthday, can you tell me what you like about me in a card? I don't want you to spend any money on me. My mom always prized things that are of great worth, and it didn't have anything to do with money. I bring that up because many people don't have money. Many people wonder what they should waste their money on for their mom, and I'm telling you right now that you can do things that are beyond money. One of the things we've done often is we give our mothers a little booklet of gift cards or whatever. You have a gift to spend, you know, one free go out to dinner with your son-in-law and your daughter, for instance. One free gift for us to go to your house for a honeydew item. You tell us what you would like done and we'll do it. You know, one free gift for going out to ice cream together, or going to a play together, or doing something. And it's all about building memories and service. Anyway, just a couple of thoughts for Mother's Day for y'all. Amazon won't get a penny, but, you know, the rest of y'all will be happy. All right, Kurt, there's a headline. By the way, do you know about this organization? I haven't seen them much, but I'm starting to discover them more. We mentioned that we like DredgeReport.com. We like the Daily Caller. We like WorldNet Daily. We like a lot of these news services, LibertyNewsDaily.com. There's a bunch of them. But there's another one that I didn't really know much about, but I want to bring to your attention, Kurt. Are you familiar with their organization called Newser?
I think I've, you know, I couldn't tell you how it started or anything.
All right, I don't know anything about them, and I don't even know them personally or anything else. I just started to see a lot of articles from them that are actually quite well done. Huh? This one is an example. The news is broken, and we can fix it.
Yeah.
Now, that's a headline from Newser. Now, Newser's not saying they agree with that statement. That's just their headline. The statement was produced by, well, they say this. That's a lofty promise. Of Wiki Tribune, a new living, breathing tool launched by the Wiki people and Jimmy Wales. They hope that it'll combat fake news, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Wales, that's this guy who created Wiki. That Wikipedia is not a perfect place, but it has not been overrun by fake news. And it goes on and on and on. Do you want to respond to this, Kurt?
Well, yeah, you know, we've seen a number of these, and at least of these issues where you've got companies and people who've gone ahead and begin to participate in the whole news world, if you will. And, you know, we welcome kind of like freedom of speech, you know. We certainly don't agree with everything that's always said, but it's nice to actually have people being able to say it. And then Americans and even world citizens being able to, well, accept or reject, you know, have the freedom of choice to, you know, listen or learn that way.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Now, what I find fascinating about this is, what do you mean the news is broken and we can fix it? Now, here's what's fascinating, Kurt. We would agree on that statement with everybody. The liberals, the big corporations, the conservatives, the whatever. We all agree the news is broken. You agree with that, Kurt?
Well, yeah, it all depends on... You know, how you
define
it,
broken, but yeah,
and where you're going for the news.
That's right, but don't get into the debate here, because that's where we'll divide quickly. We agree that, you know what, the news is broken, and we also agree that we can fix it.
And that's why we're doing what we do.
Amen to that. Now, by the way, that's where the agreement ends, like in about a quarter of a second. But we agree there, right? Now, what Jimmy would do, this guy over there at Wiki, whatever, would create a new website, get super rich, and become an... Well, since the gatekeepers are losing control, he'd become the new funded by government, backed by bureaucrats and insiders and whatever. He'd become the new gatekeeper. That's his plan. But, yeah, Kurt, I think that you might have a plan, and I can kind of help flesh out the plan slightly. We can fix it, Kurt, but we'd go about it entirely different, would we not?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's called free enterprise. Government, get out of the... in a way, and do only what you're supposed to do, following the Constitution. Limited government, that's not unlimited government, that's limited, small, frugal, as Thomas Jefferson said, government, you know, the kind that, hey, gets out of the way and lets the American free enterprise system do the amazing things it does.
I agree 1,000%, but I would go further.
Yeah, I figured you would.
And here's how I'd go further. Based on the First Amendment, Kurt, I would let anybody say or think or promote anything they want to. As long as they don't violate the law, put somebody else in harm's way. In other words, if they do, there's lawsuits and there's courts that can take care of criminal activity. Other than that, I'd let people say and think and do what they want to do, Kurt, and let the court of public opinion handle it. So let's say somebody creates
that,
ultimate fake news service, and everything they do in it is a lie.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I say let them do it.
Well, yeah, I mean, why not?
Well, what'll happen is either people will love to follow the lies, or people will learn that they lie and go away from them, or, you know, guys like me can challenge them to a debate over their lies, or whatever the case may be, but let it flesh out. You know what? It's kind of like the consumer... ratings thing, or what do they call that? Consumer reports kind of a thing, Kurt? You know what? Let people just create consumer reports. This news is a fake news organization, and Let everybody create their own list of what they think is fake news. For example, I think that CNN and Fox and MSNBC and ABC and CBS, you know what? 90% of what they do is fake news, Kurt, if you ask me.
Yeah.
And even stories that I agree with a lot of, there's fake news in it. Their agenda is totally different from the proper role of limited government and what I would consider real news. Half the time they say it's news, but they promote their agenda and their commentary or their manipulated opinions anyway. But I'm okay with them doing that, Kurt. I'm okay with all that. And let Americans gravitate towards what they believe in for their news. By the way, the CIA and the FBI has been a peddler of fake news in foreign countries for decades, Kurt. I got a question. Is this new WikiLeaks or Wiki whatever organization going to shut that down too, please? Not. Okay, all I'm telling you is I'm okay with the... look, let's say somebody makes a bad mousetrap. How long is it going to be around and sold, Kurt, before people get wise to it and say, no, that's a bad mousetrap? Whenever I look it up, they get like negative 50 stars on Amazon, and I'm not buying one.
Yep.
See? I think that the news can take care of itself, and advertisers are going to be like, no, I'm not advertising with you. You're fake news. That's why they're not advertising with Fox anymore. They're like, no, you're a fake news pervert. We're not doing that.
Yep. Don't put your money where you're...
Fox, fake news perverts. That's what it's coming down to be. Now, is it okay if I say that, Kirk? Can I say that?
Well, they wouldn't want you
They would
to
say that's
it.
Fake news.
Fox wouldn't want you to say it on their air, especially, but...
And they should have that right.
Yeah, that's their air. But, you know, if it's... We're talking about, you know, how the whole FCC thing and all that kind of stuff jumps in there and tries to, quote, protect Americans in the world from these people that might say or do something bad, you know, that's not their role, is it?
Well, they say the news is broken and we can fix it. And the way I'd fix it is, like you say, get government out of it.
Freedom.
Why don't we just shut down all these government-funded news agencies that peddle fake news and have a politically driven agenda? Just shut that down for starters, Donald. Let the free market happen. Leave the First Amendment to operate effectively. And in that competition, you know what? By the very nature, the bad guys will get weeded out. The fake news folks will be weeded out. I got a question, Kurt. Can the Onion exist if we're going to get rid of fake news?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I'm just saying. Maybe we ought to peel the layers of that onion and find out who's the fake news folks and who are the real news folks. What about an alternative fact scenario, Kurt, where, you know what, there's two stories that totally conflict and one would call the other fake news, but what if they just have different set of beliefs on a topic? Let me give you an example. I would say that the Social Security system should be shut down. I wouldn't shut it down tomorrow. I wouldn't crash the plane, but I would unwind that unconstitutional Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, the biggest ever Ponzi scheme as far as I can tell.
Now, you and I would say that's facts. And then they would come back and say the Social Security system has saved and protected and prevented more, you know, more people from going into poverty than any other organization on the planet. And there may be
What's
some truth
social?
To that. Right?
SS.
Hey, if you steal all my money my whole life, I'd end up on the bankruptcy rolls and I'd end up, you know, in poverty if I couldn't get any of my money back, right? So their facts
Good
are true
point.
Too, Kurt. What if people can hear both sets of facts and make up their own mind to what they believe, Kurt?
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. In another blow to Obamacare, Aetna Insurance says it's pulling out of all the exchanges next year. Last year, Aetna was selling plans in 15 states, but suffering severe losses. This led to its decision to stop selling plans through exchanges at all. According to Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price, quote, Aetna's decision to completely withdraw from the exchanges adds to the mountain of evidence that Obamacare has failed the American people. And some people just love to look at the evidence and count the statistics. Police in San Diego say a suspect had been arrested for DUI and hit and run, causing serious injuries to a 6-year-old boy and they found out the suspect had been deported 15 times. Six other family members were also injured. The suspect, a Mexican citizen named Constantino Banda Acosta, is 38, and was recently deported on January 18th of this year. The 15th time he had been deported since 2002, meaning he was deported an average of once a year, yet always managed somehow to sneak back into the U.S. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
The county sheriff is the first line of defense in preserving the constitutional rights of all citizens. To help your sheriff keep his oath of office, join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Who taught you skip stones?
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Let me give you a couple other examples of two alternative facts that may be correct, but yet one would call the other fake news. I would come back and say, look, ladies and gentlemen, the government compulsory education system by theft is one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto and indoctrinates to the regime in power. Now, that's fact in every case. They would come back and say, that's a bunch of fake news. That's crazy. What they would come back and say is this. Education is necessary. If nobody was educated, we would lose America. We wouldn't have America. After all, the founding fathers said, if you expect to be ignorant and free, you expect what never was and never will be. See, that's completely true too, Kurt.
Well, you're exactly right.
But do you see how they manipulated their fact? They didn't say something in their, quote, fact that was factual, but it's what they left out that's key. For example, if nobody was educated, that's the lie. The lie is that, well, I mean, nobody would be educated if you didn't have the government compulsory education system. See, that's the lie. It is true that if nobody was educated, we'd lose America. That's right. But the fly in the ointment is, you know, we don't need government education for people to be educated.
Great point.
See, but I could say their facts are true and my facts are true. And they would say I'm fake news because they would say it's not by theft. It doesn't steal someone's money to educate. We agree in a cooperative democracy to do this. Now, see, there you go, lying again. We don't have a democracy. But see, then they would say, look, presidents, and they'd point to past history and case history and say, everybody says we're a democracy. Say, it doesn't change your lie. And then we'd be off to the races about, are we a republic or democracy? And I'd be right. And see, and then where do we go with this fake news thing? The only way to fix the broken news reality, ladies and gentlemen, is get government out of it and let the free enterprise system work and let competition happen and let the good apples drive out the bad and let people be transparent, tell the tale, and let Americans decide the winners and losers in the free market of the in the free market, the court of public opinion. Based on the First Amendment working properly, competition, all that'll bring to bear. Let the best creep to the top, let the worst fail, etc.
Yeah, all right. Imagine that.
And to suggest otherwise would be fake news, Kurt. Just want to make that claim. By the way, 11 plaintiffs make claim of race bias over at Fox News, Kurt. Lawsuits accuse Fox News of racial discrimination, writes Mike Schneider. This has been really in the news a couple of weeks ago, but we didn't have a chance to get to it. Do you want to discuss this a little bit, Kurt? Any tidbit to focus on there? Go ahead, Kurt.
Well, there I am. Okay, I couldn't hear you for a second. I did something weird on the computer, and all of a sudden, I couldn't hear. But, you know, you look at some of the different things that are happening right now, you know, like on this Mother's Day thing that you mentioned, and then the fake news and how to fix it. You know, there are plenty of real good solutions. The Mother's Day thing, I was thinking...
You're thinking, what now? You disappeared. All right, we'll try to get Kurt back. Anyway, lawsuits of discrimination by Mike Schneider, USA Today, of Fox. Is Fox guilty of racial discrimination? And here's what I find fascinating.
The Newser boy is doing good work. You know, there's a TED Talk talking about.
Yep, you keep disappearing there, Kurt, so we'll try to figure that out. Anyway, all I'm telling you is it's interesting how this works, though. Fox News accused of racism. Now, Fox News has been one of the key players to write about these so-called white supremacists or white nationalists and acting like they're racist and all these things. And it turns out that none of it's really true. None of it's true at all. And I find it fascinating. Now, there's lawsuits against them for racism. Kurt, you keep disappearing, so I'm just... Continue. Here. Now you're back. I don't
know
what's
about that.
Going on. You got internet problems there. Someone's probably watching American Idol or something like that while you're on the radio. Yeah. Anyway, all I'm telling you, though, is it's fascinating how Fox News, they want to attack so-called white supremacists or white nationalists or whatever, and they act like they're above this racism charge. But Harvard and Fox are both racist, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and then, you know, you've got Harvard, like you said, having a black, I mean, just imagine that, having a graduation only for black people. I mean, that's pretty amazing. By the way, you know, while we were gone, while I was gone yesterday for our little getaway thing, I did watch the movie Race. Are you familiar with that movie?
Race?
Yeah, Race.
No, I wouldn't watch that. That'd be racist, Kurt.
Well, I guess. But it's documents the story of Jesse, what was his name? He's a famous racer, you know, just a guy who basically participated in the Olympics way back in the early, like 30s, just before the Second World War. And, what's his name? Jesse. Anyway, he did some great stuff, and you know, it was a very well done movie, and you know, so he raced to success. He got like 4 Olympic gold medals, and this is a time when, you know, here in America, even the, you know, he one of the celebrations he went to, he had to go in the back door, even, you know, where the white people could go in the front door. He had to go in the back, even though they were celebrating his victories. I mean, it was pretty crazy. And yet, it was even worse in Germany, where he raced for the Olympics, because, you know, you got Hitler and his crowd, who didn't want to allow a couple of Jews that were on the American squad for race. They didn't want them to be able to race in the event. And of course they didn't want the black guys, but they didn't want the Jews even more, you know. So it was, you know, a well done movie, and I think maybe Sheriff Mack recommended it. It's called All right. Race. Yeah.
All right, movie The Race. We'll check it out. What rated is the thing?
I think it was like PG, you know.
All right. Anyway, it looks like there's a retired Marine Corps general. I don't know if you know who this guy is, Kurt, but his name is Randolph D. Ellez. A-L-L-E-S. Is that Alice or L-S?
Huh. A-L-L-E-S. Yeah, I guess that's good.
Anyway, that guy is the new leader of the Secret Service, Kirk. I don't know if I should tell you that because it should
that's
be probably
kind of a
secret. But,
yeah, good point. Yeah.
You know, I thought it'd be important to know that more of Donald's appointees or whatever you want to call it, cabinet hopes are being picked, you know?
Wow. I mean, you know, what is it, 100 and something days after, you know, it's, yeah, it's by Jesse Owens is the famous racer guy, Sam. Sorry about that. Jesse Owens, you know, 4 gold medals back in the 1936 Berlin Olympic Games. And, you know, one of the other kind of side stories to the thing was that there was a lady that was charged with filming the whole thing. And, of course, see, it was going to be, you know, a deal where the Germans could celebrate the fact that they, you know, their race was better than everybody else, you know. And so
it's just called Race. Is it a 2016 film?
Yes. And so they were going to have this documented by, you know, film and everything. But then when the story wasn't coming out as, you know, Hitler.
There's also another one called The Race from 2009. It's not that one, right?
No. It's, Race in 2016. Biographical sports drama film about Jesse Owens.
The incredible true story of Jesse Owens.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive, I thought. Oh, PG-13, I guess is what it is. Sorry, Sam. Looks like on there. But I, you know, there were some words said that weren't good. I don't remember anything else that I could say. And I, you know, anyway, I thought Sheriff Mack recommended it, so I finally got around to watching it.
All right, well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it. I don't know, you know, how to handle that racism stuff, but, you know, there you go.
Yeah.
It's interesting how it's the race.
You kind of shy away from it.
I'm afraid of that racism stuff. You know, pretty soon people tell everybody I'm a bigot or something.
Yeah, that's right. You wouldn't want to be called something because...
Well, I just would enter every debate on race with somebody by just saying, now, please make sure you let me know what color you are so I can appropriately, you know...
I know.
...adjust my love or hatred or whatever the... You know, I got to put up
my feelings towards you.
That's right. So you got to just, you know, make sure you know. I mean, if you're a Jew, make sure I know that. Then the hate is, like, off the charts. If you're black, it's only 3/4 off the charts. No, I'm just joking, but I'm making the point that, you know, these people are crazy, folks.
Yep.
Good, honest people are my friends everywhere. We're all God's children, right?
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation. and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, if you're hanging out this weekend with the fam, Kirk Crosby wants to recommend this movie called Race. The 2016 film Race is based on the incredible true story of Jesse Owens, The Race. That's interesting. It's not called The Race, it's just Race. All right.
That's right.
It's an incredible film about courage, determination, and tolerance. Is that right, Kirk?
Yeah, there's even a good German in there, Sam, who basically Jesse's trying to beat, and the scene is basically a long jump situation where they get three jumps, you know, and so the guy scratches, which means, you know, you step over the line the wrong way when you're jumping, and so then it's not a good jump, you know, from the German guy. And yet, he wants Jesse to go ahead and do, you know, his third jump because he says, hey, Jesse'd already beat him on his second one, and he wants to have him go ahead with his third one because he knows he can do, you know, maybe break the world's record. And he ends up breaking the world's record, Jesse Owens does there. And, you know, see these guys, a black guy and a white guy, you know, hanging around, cheering each other on.
They're supposed to hate each other.
Yeah. I mean, this guy's supposed to be a German who just, you know, hates. And it's kind of the footnotes of the movie. The German leadership sent this guy who had befriended Jesse Owens, you know, the American black man. They sent him to the Russian front, got rid of him, you know, as soon as the war started. But it was just, I mean, it's good, some good stuff in there.
All right, did you look up Race on Plugged In, Kirk?
No, I didn't. But
you're supposed to do that with every movie you watch, you know?
Yeah, I know. I just remember hearing whoever it was that recommended that to me. I thought, well, they're a good, you know, a good source. So,
all right, I'm going to check out the movie review, and if Plugged In says it's all right, I'm going to watch it, my friend.
And on the whole Mother's Day thing, just one more time, you know, Mom's Night Out, great little, you know, good feeling show about the value of moms, and then the old show Baby Boom, with Diane, what's her name? Let's see. She's a famous actress. Who is it? Oh, yeah. Okay, there it is. Diane Keaton. You know, it's an 1987 romantic comedy film. But, you know, this is where this hotshot lady who basically had the world by her tail, is a driven Manhattan career woman. And then she inherits a baby, Sam. It kind of changes her world, but, you know,
I got a question.
Up...
Is it different for black moms and white moms, Kirk?
No, I think it's the same, Sam. They all colors of moms love those little babies, and man, is it a cool thing.
Yeah, this movie, by the way, is set in the 1930s, and bottom line is they say on the track, there's no segregation, no angst, no depression.
That's right.
Just 100 yards of gravel, a click in the clock, and your mind.
That's right.
Out there, there ain't no black and white, sir. And how about in the world? Isn't that the same, Kirk?
Well, in the right kind of world, that's the same.
In the world we try to create, Kirk?
Yeah, that's right. Teach to the ideal. Yeah, that's right. Live in the real. Good point.
The film also suggests that Jesse was more than a good runner, Kurt. He became a pretty good man along the way, too.
Yeah, that's right. He married a good woman, took care of his daughter. I mean, you know, loved his mom and dad and his family. I mean,
Now, this is crazy, Kurt. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about this, but it turns out that in real life, Jesse married this girl. I guess in the movie, he had a little bit of a reset there to be dedicated to her or something.
Yes, but that's exactly right.
In other words, you know, life happens to people. There's forgiveness in this world.
He wasn't perfect.
But anyway, here's the point. After the fact, though, in real life, Jesse got married to this woman, and they had a 45-year marriage between a man and a woman. I mean, is that really, like, allowed?
Can you believe it? Huh? That's incredible. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, he says the best statement he can make against their abuse and their racism is to just flat out beat them on the track. Ruth, by the way, proves to be a rock solid girlfriend and eventually his spouse, Kurt.
Yes, that is exactly right. Good point.
Now, here's what's also weird. The coach is willing to be Jesse's friend and give black athletes a chance. I just imagine that kind of thing.
Yeah, and he's a white guy, Sam.
That's what I mean. I mean, what's the guy thinking?
Yeah,
you want to know what he's
Ohio State University, you know.
He's probably thinking cool. This American principle, even though he's German, let the best man win.
Imagine that.
You know?
I mean, what kind of crazy idea is that?
Now, there's a spirituality element in this thing, too. His mother warns him, God, you know, warns you for a reason. So his mom, you know, it's God doing the determining for your lives, and it's God that kind of guides you, and his mother kind of articulates that to Jesse, right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Now, it's crazy. Jesse and Ruth, by the way, they get married by a preacher, Kurt, a religious guy.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah. Now, this is an example where it's interesting. Ruth wonders if a decent Christian minister would marry them because they already have a child. Now, again, we're not really for the child out of wedlock. But
no,
what we are for, though, is this idea. Look, is there forgiveness for Jesse?
Good.
If they're trying to legitimize their relationship and care for their child and create the God-ordained family, are we willing to forgive and support that and allow that to occur?
Great point.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it's not a perfect film. You know, Jesse goes to kind of a bar, a club or whatever, and gets lured away from his girlfriend. And,
yeah.
You know. But the choices you're making right now won't even feel like choices until it's too late. Okay, that's kind of the lie told in there, because we always have a choice to choose the right.
Yeah.
But anyway, he begs Ruth to take him back. She forgives. They get married.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Good stuff.
So,
have a great God Family Country weekend with your, mother as the, focus, right, Sam?
Yeah. So the question is, there's crude and profane language in there.
Uh-huh.
You got the N-word you're not allowed to say in there too, Kurt.
Yeah. Well, see, this is it's historically correct, you know.
But you can't do that.
That's what was going on back history. Then.
Now, you want to know what other words use, Kurt, than you're allowed to use these days?
Let's see.
It's the C-word, my friend. Okay, call a black guy an N-word, right?
Cracker.
They got that cracker word. So the main, what's funny is the mainstream press is all over that N-word, but they're not all over the C-word. How come?
Good point.
What's up with that?
Good point.
Now, Jesus' name is misused once.
Yeah.
Jesse and others drink beer with surprising frequency, etc. But you know what?
Yeah, again, like it was a health food, you know.
Yeah, but again... How much of this in a true story do you got to paint reality? If you take out too much of it, then at some point people are going, you're not even telling the story like it really was.
Yeah, that's right. Change history. You know, I noticed that too in several of the, I was looking at, at the place we went to stay for our nice little getaway for, to celebrate my wife's, birthday and Mother's Day. And the movies now, for example, one of the things they tell you on the back of the show that, you're going to watch out for is what's called historical smoking. Do you know what that is, Sam?
Historical smoking. I have no idea.
I guess is that, back then in history, people smoked. And so, you know, you wouldn't want to, you know, you're going to be exposed to that in this show, you know, historical smoking. I'm like, wow, couldn't you put historical race stuff?
Hold on, tell me what historical... this is again. I don't really understand.
Well, what happens is when they rate a movie, they'll put on there why it's rated a certain things. They'll say, you know, sexual content or
yeah, language,
you know, whatever,
or violence or whatever.
Different things. Well, one of the things that they do now is they put what's called historical smoking. I was just like, what's that?
I mean, well, they're saying, for example, if somebody was a smoker, they smoked.
Yeah.
And then they would portray them and then it said, say, smoke, but it's not really bad that he's smoking. It's just a historical fact. And pretty soon they're going to pervert that into sex. You know, historically, we got to have Jesse and what was that girl's name?
Ruth.
Ruth create the child. You know, I mean, it's only historical, Kurt.
Yeah. Well, I just was amazed, though, that that would be one of the reasons you couldn't watch the show or that it got its rating was they had historical smoking in it. You know.
Yeah. Anyway, now, it's, it, what's interesting is Ruth basically stays steady and shows him the way. And oftentimes it's true, historically speaking, that a good woman can really bring out the best in a man and a good man can bring out the best in a woman. And that's all.
Yeah,
good too.
I guess according to the MPAA, that's the Motion Picture Association of America, I think it's what it's called, they added smoking as a film rating factor back in 07. I just didn't
weird
know
stuff
about it.
All right, anyway, the last point on this movie that I think is interesting, they say this.
Yeah.
It really focuses on this idea that we were all put here on the earth to do something. For Jesse, it was to run and to fight racism. But we should always try to do the best we can with what we have, and we should find out why we're here and what we should do. And Sam and Kurt are here in part to obviously raise good families and those kinds of things like we hope others will do. But we're here to tell the tale of liberty and shut down the fake news and stick with God's laws.
The truth.
Moral facts.
Transparency.
The truth and transparency and morality. And we're here to take on the new... the mainstream press like never before and help the new media take center stage and make the rules. That's what we're here to do. And therefore, we could use your funding in doing so. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. Have a delightful Mother's Day weekend. For Sam and Kurt, that's a wrap. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help? This nation shall endure.